About World Spine Day. Welcome, Raleen. You're back again.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, making me feel like I've been doing this too long. I mean, Raleen's had a baby in the meantime, and all sorts of things have happened. So, welcome back, and great to be speaking about spines again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, great. So give me a little bit of background about what is World Spine Day and what's it there for, and a little bit about it.
So World Spine Day is celebrated internationally, and it's organized by the World Federation of Chiropractic. This is actually the 12th official World Spine Day celebrating this year. So every year, 16 October. So the aim of World Spine Day is to highlight the burden of the spinal pain and disability. I'm sure everyone has struggled with some back pain, neck pain somewhere along their life. And World Spine Day focuses on promoting the physical activity, good posture, good lifting, and just good postural habits in general. About 540 million people suffer from spinal pain at any given moment. But
sure.
you just suffer with it, and you just carry on, and we're taught not to complain.
Standing with the hands on the hips.
Exactly.
You know, like a teapot, you can see. So as you get older, the back starts to give it a lot more pain.
Exactly. And the problem is it's not just older people anymore. It's affecting younger people more and more. Low back pain is the leading cause of years left with disability worldwide. It's actually more prevalent than cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's
sure,
all combined.
Incredible, eh?
Yeah.
And it's probably the least spoken about. It's one of those ones that, you know, we think of all the work and research and money and stuff that goes into cancer and heart and, you know, be kind to your heart and, you know, cancer, things coming up like next week for cancer.
Exactly.
I'm not saying we should discount it, but again, if we have more injuries on spines, then it's obviously something we should be talking more about.
It's just the conception or the idea that it doesn't kill you, so you just have to live with it. That's the problem.
Yeah. So what is the theme of this year's World Spine Day? I know every year, last year there was a theme, this year there's a theme. What is the theme for this year's World Spine Day?
Support your spine. A very simple theme, a very easy one to comply with. But it calls on people to care for themselves, for their spines, and take responsibility. Basic examples are good nutrition, don't smoke, don't have a sedentary lifestyle, and just being active in general. And also very important, who is great hydration.
Yeah, I saw that. I want to just touch on that a little bit. I mean, we talk about it a lot on the show, is people who move to a Hoedspruit battle badly because they don't realize how hot it is and how much water we lose and how much water we should be doing. And so hydration does have a direct impact on back pain.
Very much so, yeah. Mm. Back pain's not just spine and bones, but it's also muscles. Muscles are very, very bad for... They also affect the back pain in general. So if you don't drink enough, your body channels your water to where it is most necessary, and your muscles are last on that list. So there's not a set amount. It's not like you have to drink a certain amount of water each day, but every person is different. So you need to just try and take in as much as you can, basically.
So that's crazy. I would never have thought that. And I battle with staying hydrated and drink a lot of water, but being quite a big guy, you know, I find that if I'm on my feet a lot, then I battle. I cramp up badly.
Hmm.
Do suffer a little bit from back pain. So interesting about the hydration. Didn't know that.
There's a lot of things, very simple things that we should be complying with that we forget.
So I might be heading and jumping the gun, which I normally do, but what are other simple things like exercises or things that people can do to support your spine?
Very simple is just try and stay active.
Okay.
Avoid very repetitive movements, but in general, stretching is a lifesaver. Stretching and just a little bit of exercise daily makes such a big difference in back pain, and just about 30 minutes of proper movement. People find that it's hard to work in exercise into your day sometimes and getting it into routine, but just starting off small and doing a little bit of a walk and some light stretches makes such a big difference. And once you feel that difference, you never really want to go back.
So yeah, the question is, I'm an oldish guy, I'm overweight, I'm all the wrong things that should be when I sit in front of a medical person, but I enjoy walking. But now I start walking again, And I start small and I start to build up. But now the aches and pains start to come because now I'm putting pressure on every joint in my body. So is walking a good way? Do you just try and walk through that pain? Or what's the best recommendation in terms of that?
So we don't actually want pain when you exercise. When you have pain while exercising, that means that your body is warning you that there's something wrong. And it's a very fine line. You need to find that balance between sometimes you need to kind of push through and sometimes you need to seek help first. So best is generally if you do experience any pain that you feel is preventing you from doing any basic exercise, then seek help first. And also it's good to have an assessment on seeing why the pain's there and maybe on how you do the exercise, what you should be doing differently maybe. Okay. But if you do feel a little bit of discomfort, that's okay. Pain, a different story. So typically,
I think there's a difference between discomfort being a bit stiff than that's sore when I do that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. And you shouldn't be sore directly after exercise as well.
Yeah.
It's nice to do walks. Walking is a good exercise to just kind of warm up with and start your routine with. And then having some good stretches makes such a big difference. People underestimate stretching.
Yeah, and I suppose swimming in the summer is also not bad because you take that pressure off the rest of the body. So swimming also a good way to build that, to support that back. So obviously support your back is the theme this year. What is the aim of World Spine Day? Why have one?
To create awareness of the burden of spinal conditions and pain and disability, basically. And to be honest with you, I think that a lot of people complain about it, but they forget that it's not just something to complain about. You need to discuss why this is happening. So World Spine Day aims to raise awareness about all these conditions. And it also gives the, you know, healthcare professionals in general the opportunity to raise awareness and to reach out to their communities and share how they can help themselves. At the end of the day, not everyone is fortunate enough to get spinal help. I mean, just medical help in general is relatively accessible in South Africa, but it is relatively expensive as well. So having some, you know, tools in your back pocket that you can take care for yourself makes such a big difference, and then also to know when to seek help. That's the big key.
And you're a chiropractor in Hoedspruit. Do you see a lot of spinal stuff in Hoedspruit? Do you believe that we have a high percentage of people battling from spine, or is it pretty much the norm that you see within the Hoedspruit environment?
Hoedspruit's an interesting place. having so many, you know, local South African people from different cultures, and then also obviously all the foreign people, it's very interesting to see the lifestyle differences and the type of complaints you get here. We've got so many people that struggle with back pain, neck pain, headaches, and most people just kind of learn to live with it, or they're told to not complain about it. But the day that they walk in and finally get some help and they feel the difference, that's when they realize how much they've been compensating or just kind of sucking up, if I can put it like that. So we've got a very diverse set of problems in Hoedspruit, which we find really interesting.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, I have two sons who are both guides, and they're both battle with back pain, because you think being a guide in a vehicle all day, you're not lifting, therefore you shouldn't have any back pain. But, you know, you're sitting in that position all the time when you're driving. So guides, big one. Farmers, you know, they're picking up and lifting things. So I suppose that we have that diverse type of employment.
Yes.
But a lot of it would be related to back pain because it's a guide sits in a chair all day.
Yeah, so the guides are actually an interesting group for us. It's a very predictable set of injuries generally because they, you know, wobble around all day on the game drives, or they, even if they do field hikes, and so you sit turned around onto the one side to speak to your guest the whole time. But in the same sense, the problem also comes in for tourists when they're not used to wobbling around on the vehicles. And then they come in with the back pain injuries. You know, you don't want back pain and staying in bed if you're on holiday for only a short time.
So, guys, it's World Spine Day. You need to look after your spine. You need to support it, and you need to see the right people. So World Spine Day is brought to you by an association called CASA, if I pronounce it correct. C-A-S-A.
Yes.
Chiropractic Association of South Africa. What is it and who is a CASA or CASA?
So CASA represents the chiropractic community in South Africa. They've been around for 73 years. which is a pretty long time. A lot of people think that chiropractor is a relatively new profession, but it's been here for a very long time. And we currently have about 540, or just over 540 members, actually. So they represent most of the chiropractors in South Africa. And the aim of CASA is to promote the profession to the public and to protect its members, but very much promoting the high education and training and making sure that the profession is well regulated in South Africa.
So effectively, if you have that stamp of approval on your practice, then people know that you comply to a certain
exactly.
regulation. And I mean, is there such a thing as the chiropractic ombudsman? So if you go to a chiropractor and you have a bad experience, you know, do you have a recourse to go to the association?
So you can speak to CASA, but all chiropractors are legally obligated to be registered with the Allied Health Professions Council of South Africa. So should you ever have any issues with a specific practitioner, you can always report them to CASA or the Allied Health Professions Council. But yeah, like I said, CASA's aim is to help be the middleman between the public and the chiropractic profession and make sure that everyone receives a good standard of care.
Now, you obviously have regional, if I remember last year, you were the regional chair lady or
yes.
president or whatever you call it. Are you still on that committee or are you still in that same position?
Yes, still for Mpumalanga and Limpopo.
Okay, now I know we're not going to promote your practice, but how many chiropractic practices are in this area? Is it just you guys or is there quite a few?
So in Hoedspruit town, we're the only permanent chiropractor here. And Hoedspruit and Limpopo, you know, we're a very, very big province, but chiropractors in general are spread relatively thin around here. But you can also find a chiropractor on the CASA website. There's a nice little tool there that if you click find a chiropractor, that helps you find someone anywhere in South Africa, and then you know they're scientific-minded with evidence-based type of treatment.
Okay, we're going to give Ronaldo a chance to catch a breath, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about chiropractors and the year exactly what to do and what to expect, because I think there's a lot of us who have a dark opinion of what it might do or where it is. We're back with Raleen. So tell me, why choose a chiropractor?
So chiropractors are relatively widely available in South Africa. It's just a little bit thin spread in Limpopo.
Everywhere else I would know plenty of, but Limpopo lots. You'll have to talk to your friends.
Yeah. But in general, it's a low-cost, low-risk, and a non-invasive natural approach to healing. People generally think about back pain only when it becomes a real big problem. And by the time that they generally seek help, it takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of time and effort to get a diagnosis and treatment. And chiropractic, it basically comes in before we get to the surgeries, before we get to major interventions. That's where we should be looking at taking care of ourselves before we are there. So if you consider what most people end up getting is a spinal surgery, then chiropractic is very cost effective. So it does really make sense to take care of yourself before you get there. And we actually aim to treat people before they have major issues. That would be the ideal, and have a maintenance program for them, and also giving them the ability to take care of themselves, and then they know when to seek help. But unfortunately, we all know life gets busy and we forget to take care of ourselves. So
yeah, we all think it's going to get better.
Yes.
And I mean, it's perfectly safe to come to you. I mean, nothing's going to happen to me, eh?
Absolutely safe. There are some people that are scared. You know, the old Afrikaans people used to refer to us as rekompluk dokters.
Yeah.
It's a bit more than that these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have 6 years of training at a university. We get our master's in technology degree. Well, it's changed a little bit now, but it's still a master's degree. And considering any intervention really does have its risks to it, but actually chiropractic is very safe. It's very low risk, actually. And we do a very good, thorough history and assessment. And if there's any red flags, a good chiropractor or any good practitioner will always refer you to the right person for that.
Now, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to ask a question, but what's the difference between coming to a chiropractor or going to a physio?
Well, we get that all the time. So first is the training. There's some similarities in the training, but like I said, you know, we've got our 6 years training, and then you need to have your master's degree in chiropractic to be able to practice. And physiotherapy, you can study further and obtain your master's still, but it's not an absolute requirement to practice. So chiropractors then register, and then they earn the title of a doctor. And then the main thing is, while a lot of physiotherapists and chiropractors may treat some similar conditions and in similar ways, chiropractors are qualified to perform adjustments, and that's the main focus. Like I said, you know, if you think ruk and pluk, that's the main focus of what we do. It's not necessarily a type of treatment that needs to be performed on every single patient, but I mean, we do musculoskeletal treatment. We treat the musculoskeletal system, and that's where the big similarity lies between physiotherapy and chiro.
And I suppose the big role of a physio is sometimes more in recovery than it is in prevention.
Yeah.
But you guys are quite along in the prevention side. But I mean, if I put a muscle in my calf, you know, do I go to a physio or do I go to a chiro, or do you both do the treatment?
So it depends on the practitioner's preferral lack of English word there. It kind of depends on the practitioner. Some chiropractors prefer not to treat rehabilitation type of conditions. They would rather refer to a physiotherapist.
Okay.
But we treat acute and chronic conditions, pulled muscles, joint aches and pains,
okay.
Just general aches and pains. Yeah. But sometimes it works well to, you know, we like to use interdisciplinary approach personally. At our practice, and most chiropractors these days do that. So if you have a pulled muscle and you need some work for that, either or, physio, chiro. But then again, when it comes to the rehabilitation, that's a different thing. So I prefer to send out to other people, you know, being physiotherapists or biokineticists. It's just the scope of practice is very wide for chiropractic. But the same goes for any other profession. You need to realize where your special interest lies.
100%. And do I need a referral? Do I need to go and see a doctor before you, or can I come straight to you, and does the medical aid pay for my consultation?
No, you don't need a referral.
Okay.
Sometimes some people need a little bit of a nudge in the right direction, but you can just phone up and make an appointment. Yes. Some medical aids do require referrals first through certain, registered or this network doctors, but most medical aids cover the care completely. And then the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Disease Act also gives complete reimbursement with chiropractors that are registered with them. But it's always best to just ask a chiropractor first about the fees, phone your medical aid and find out if they will cover it. So some chiropractors, just like other medical professionals, some claim directly from medical aid, and sometimes you need to claim that for yourself. So just ask and you'll get a clear answer on that.
What conditions? I mean, I told you there was one other question here, and I think we've covered it. How to find a chiropractor near me? We're going to go to the website. I'm sure everyone knows where Noel and them are, but you're going to go, Aurelina, and you're going to go to the right place anyway. What sort of, there's a whole list of conditions here, but I mean, maybe it'd be good to run through these conditions. This gives us an idea of what you guys sort of cover.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously we can't put an absolute list of just specific conditions, but in general, aches and pains, that's typically why people come to a chiropractor. They have an ache, they have a pain, they need to figure that out. But like I say, we do like to treat more of a preventative approach. But typical conditions that we see all the time are headaches, neck pain, whiplash, back pain, low back pain specifically, sciatica, scoliosis, disc injuries, so disc herniations and so. A lot of sports injuries as well, tendonitis, and a very dear to my heart is the pregnancy-related aches and pains, having recent experience now. also, just managing conditions like arthritis, arthritic type of pains. There's a whole list of conditions that chiropractors see and treat, But like I said, also, you know, some people do have special interests. So giving your chiropractor a call and just finding out if they might be treating the type of condition that you have, if you already know what it is, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's always good. I mean, a thing like bursitis, for example, I suffer from it quite badly, and it's something I would never think to come and see someone for you about. So I think always, I mean, any of these cases, it's always about phoning and finding out first. Children, do you guys treat children?
Yes, we do. I mean, like I said, we treat the musculoskeletal system, and children obviously also have those. So children can also suffer from a lot of aches and pains. And while we all know they take a tumble often, and we kind of just see how it goes tomorrow, well, there's always tomorrow and see how bad it is, we shouldn't really discourage children from complaining about aches and pains. We should listen to that, because a lot of the conditions adults suffer from actually stemmed from injuries as a child, especially teenage years. And it could have been prevented most of the time. If we look at scoliosis, for example, that's a condition that kind of develops as you develop as well. And if you get early intervention, you don't end up with the type of disabilities a lot of people have as adults. So it's safe for kids. It's adapted to their age group as well. So from babies, you know, newborns, all the way up to very old, 70-plus, 80-plus people.
So now I've built up enough courage to come and see you. Now what am I expecting in my first consultation with you?
A good history is always very important. So having a full history done, making sure that the chiropractor covers all the bases of what type of injuries you've had in the past, what's your surgical history, your family history, then the chiropractor will perform a good physical examination. Sometimes we do need to send for some x-rays or lab tests, blood tests and so, just to confirm the diagnosis. But like we said earlier, you know, if we get to the good history and the good physical examination, we try and keep the treatment low cost. So it's just to get a good proper diagnosis. And then your chiropractor will give you a recommended treatment plan. It's always up to you what you decide to do about that and how you prefer to continue. But if it's necessary, your chiropractor will make the recommendation for a referral if they see fit.
You're not like a dentist. I'm not going to come to you once and I have to come 400 other times afterwards. Sorry, all the dentists out there. I mean, I think for good reason, you know, I would need to come back. But I think, I mean, you guys treat, and if it's treatable in one or two sessions, then that's what you're doing. It's not like a dentist when you come in for your one tooth, they find 400 other teeth that are a problem. But I suppose it happens. I suppose it's a difficult diagnosis.
Look, we in the ideal world, we'd like to see people as sort of a maintenance program and keep screening you, make sure that there's no issues that sometimes you might not be aware of that have popped up in the meanwhile. But obviously, in today's day and age, we need to take the finances into consideration. So if you have an injury, if anything, you know, is bothering you, it's always best to seek help a lot earlier. The longer you wait, the more treatment you typically need. That's the big
100
issue.
100 cement. Sure. Spoken like a true professional. Now, in terms of an adjustment, you know, you see those cartoons where they're like strapped to the chair and they're like winding them up like that, you know, they're stretching them like that. I suppose that's not quite how it's done.
No, we do still like have flexion distraction.
Didn't like the hesitation there.
No, so the adjustments, some people absolutely love them. Most people really love them. And some people are scared of that popping sound. The adjustments are perfectly safe. It's not as scary as it might look always. And obviously social media can make it look very bad these days. But it can also, you know, show people a little bit of more of what we do. But the adjustments, they're safe. It's just to restore your joint motion as well, you know, like what it should be. It's just like sometimes you feel like your fingers might be a little bit ache, you know, and restricted, and then you get a little bit click, and then you feel free again. And it's the same, you know, we've got a ton of joints in our body. Your spine, if you have one joint that doesn't move freely, it's going to affect those around it, the other tissues, the muscles. So, yeah, the adjustment's perfectly safe, nothing to be afraid of. If you are afraid of them, tell your chiropractor. They will discuss what can be done, what other options there are, or how, you know, sometimes we can also use some instruments to help with that. But, yeah, if you think about the strapping down and pulling you apart, we still do have flexion distraction, but it's very specific. But there's a ton of modalities that can be used to treat aches and pains.
So if you hear this loud pop, don't be concerned. Something's out of joint or something's disappeared.
It's not putting a joint back in place, and it's not taking it out of place.
Okay, I think we've touched on the education and the training quite a bit as we come here. And we're coming up to news, so we're going to try and wrap it up a little bit. I'd like to thank you for coming in again. Guys, support your spine. Support your spine. Go to the CASA, or CASA, Association of South African Chiropractors. Go to their website. Find Hoedspruit Chiropractors on there, because they're only one of them. Everyone does know the guys from there. I think you guys do a sterling job in the community. And what I'd like to suggest, and I suggested it last time, but you had a baby in between, so don't be a stranger. You know where we are. Come, let's talk about some other stuff, and I think on some of the preventative stuff that we can do. So once you're back to normal, maybe in the new year, you can pop in on a regular basis and maybe just discuss with us certain aspects and things that we can take to heart.
Thank you for having me, Greg. It was wonderful chatting to you again.
Fantastic. And just like that, it's exactly 3:00. We're going to take the news.